Welcome to Hammertown. This is Nick Ortiz. I'm here with my brother Phil Cortez and Anatoly Aponchuk from Ava Roofing. He is here to talk about all things roofing, siding, ice damming, anything you guys have questions on, whether it's repairs or new roofs, anything like that. Give us a call here. The numbers are 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. *930 from your cell phone, or you can super text us at 30930. How you doing, Tony?
How you doing? Good morning, Western New York. A little bit about us. My name is Anatoly Aponchuk, one of the owners of Ava Roofing and Siding. We are family-owned, four brothers and the father in the company. Have been in Western New York since 2006, and we average about 300 projects a year.
Wow.
And if you need any roofing help, feel free to contact us.
So today we wanted to get through a couple of our commonly seen issues in Western New York this time of year with roofing. A big thing as of late, I would say, would be this stinking wind we've been dealing with. Have you been seeing a lot of wind damage? And what can the average homeowner do to protect their house against losing shingles?
So yes, lately there's been a lot of wind damage claims, and I guess if you already have shingles missing from the 60-mile winds, then I think you have workmanship issue on your roof. So there's not much you can do but insurance claim at that point.
Is there something they should be doing in the summer to just make sure that everything's sealed, or any kind of checks and balances that there should be put into place to ensure that this time of year the roof will hold up?
I would recommend just a basic roof inspection for visual damages before the cold season comes around.
Mm-hmm. So say you do lose a shingle. What is the first thing that you, as a homeowner, should do?
I think I would call a roofing contractor.
You don't want to get up on the roof.
you definitely want to cover that gap, because if it's exposed, you have water coming in behind the shingles and in a house.
I got you. Another, couple things that we see this time of year with, the West New York weathers that we have been seeing is this freeze and then thaw and then freeze and then thaw. And it just seems to be a never-ending cycle of, ice damming building up and then letting loose. And a lot of people have this misconception that is the roof failing, but in all actuality, it isn't. Am I correct?
Yes. So we have that. That's the biggest issue in Western New York for homes that have poor insulation and no ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
It's common where homes will have ice buildup and then potential leaks in the house. And like you said, someone will think it's a leak from the roof, but it's actually ice dam leaks.
Right. So let's talk quick about how ice damming, because ice damming really isn't your roof. It's what happens with ice damming, and you could probably explain this better, but ice builds up on the roof. The insulation of your roof, when your roof isn't properly insulated, it melts the snow on the roof. That snow then drips into the gutter. It refreezes once it gets to the overhang, which is cold. And then that ice builds up, backs up underneath the drip edge of your gutter and your roof. And then once it thaws, it starts to leak inside, right?
And backs up under the shingles too.
Right. So how do you go about, number one, diagnosing that, number two, making sure that it doesn't happen?
Yeah, so if you meet with a customer, we'll ask those questions. If they have ice dams in the past, if they do, we already know there's heat escape issue, whether it's poor insulation, no ventilation. At that point, we come up with a concept to make sure that we can create passive airflow that goes from outside to the inside through the ridge vent. And there's different ways to go about it. Some homes where it has no overhangs, it's tough to create that concept.
Right.
So we actually came out with a system called, we named it above sheeting ventilation. And it's been working great for us.
Nice.
And we actually got it approved by manufacturers and they're willing to put their non-prorated warranty on this concept. So that was pretty cool.
What is this?
Nice. So pretty much what it does is, let's say if you have a Cape Cod and it has no overhangs, or you do have overhangs, but you have a finished attic with the knee wall and cathedral ceilings, there's no way you can pull the air from the soffit to the ridge vent unless you pull the tonneau groove boards or deck, any decking you have, and run the baffles through that gap of the knee wall to the ceiling.
Right. So real quick, what baffles are, if you don't know out there, basically just pieces of foam that allow air to travel from your overhang or behind this insulation so that the insulation is not tight to the roof deck, causing there to be no flow of air, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
So
pretty much we'll put a new deck over the existing deck. But instead of just nailing right over the tiny grill or plywood, we will run furring strips on 16th center. Then we create an air gap between the tiny grill and the new deck.
Wow, that's cool.
Yep, and then from the bottom, If you have the overhangs, it will tie in into your existing soffits. Make sure that cold air pulls into the soffit. And if you have no overhangs, what we'll use is vented drippers that they sell. It's an oversized drip. And pretty much it'll pull the air from that one-inch gap from the overhang. And then your ridge vent actually does the job that it's supposed to. And it's common if you drive in a neighborhood, you look in almost every Cape Cod home that has no overhangs, but it's going to have gables and ridge vent.
Yep.
And it's guaranteed it's not doing any good for you. But every home has it.
So talk about that real quick. So you have to have, if you want to ventilate your roof properly, you have to have an area that air is coming in and an area that's going out. If you only have an area, one of those, you're not getting any airflow.
It's not going to work.
Right. Just like when you open your car windows, you open one window, the air doesn't go anywhere. If you open the other window, the air comes right through. Right.
Unless you go 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, right. So, you know, another big thing is these homes that have no overhangs. An ice damming issue can, number one, take a lot longer to diagnose, and number two, can be a lot more catastrophic, right? Because that water is not dripping out the overhang or anything like that onto the ground. It's dripping in your wall, and it could you could only notice it once you have wet drywall inside or the wall is completely rotted out. So it's even that much more important to make sure that you're, you know, you're staying on top of your roof repair and all that, right?
You mentioned one other thing too with this prorated warranty. We get this question a lot, and we are at the mercy a lot of just matching up the customer's shingles. You know, we get into a situation where we're putting an addition on someone's house, and we have to tie into an existing, and we just use, you know, the same shingle they used 15 years ago. The improvements that they've made now in shingles and these warranties that we see with lifetime warranty on shingles, does that really mean lifetime warranty on shingles, or is there loopholes there?
So there's definitely loopholes. And so many companies out there offer certificate warranties on a 50-year non-prorated. But if you don't follow the specs of the warranty, then really you can just give the certificate and that's all you'll get, just a paper.
Mm-hmm.
And if there comes a problem, it can be easily voided. So it's very important to follow the guidelines of the warranty.
What is the guideline then? Is it, I'm obviously a certified installer.
So you have to be certified installer. That's one. Then you have to have proper certificates of insurance, liability, workers' comp, which we're Certainty certified, and they keep their certificates up to date, which is great too. So if you're a customer, you're looking for a contractor that's insured, you can just look on their database, and it can pull up the contractor that's on there. They're mm-hmm. active. They're insured. And then also the materials that you're supposed to use. So instead of just buying a certain shingle, for example, or GAF for that matter, and then you mix up all the underlayment, the ice shield, the starters, the whatever else is there, it has to be the same manufacturer.
The roofing system, you mean?
Yes. Yeah, so if you're installing certain or GAF, it has to be their system mm-hmm. for the warranty.
I see. And it actually is lifetime, though. It's what are they calling lifetime?
So with the warranty, so there's a 3-4 and a 5-star warranty. 3-star gives you 20 years non-prorated on defects. There's a 4-star that gives you full 50 non-prorated on defect. So if anything happens to the roof, with defect-wise, they'll cover. And then there's a 5-star certificate, which is the best warranty that we've seen. They actually give you 25 years workmanship warranty. So before that, we give 10 years from Ava Roofing. Certainty gives you 25 years workmanship, which is great. Pretty much once we're done, we've finished the roof, we walk away from the job because then Certainty takes over.
Nice.
And the best part about it is, let's say, if the company, for a bad example, if they go out of business, your warranty doesn't. If you have a certified warranty, Certainty then takes on for a full 50 years. And the way it works, I guess, it's 15 years non-transferable. Transferable, sorry. And they say it's full 50 non-prorated, but I guess we'd have to live.
That's right. All right, we're going to talk about all of these things and more, all of your questions for roofing, anything like that. You do setting as well, right, a little bit?
Yeah.
So we'll talk anything about that stuff, ice damming, any seasonal-related roof issues that you guys may have. We'll be back after this break. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 803-0930, 1-800-626-9236, star 930 from your cell phone, or you can super text at 30930. We'll be back right after this. On the phone now is Richard Greco, who is the branch manager of the Snyder office of Lakeshore Savings Bank. How you doing, Rich?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing very well.
Good, good. So we were talking a little bit earlier about some of the new checking account and Lakeshore rewards programs that you have going on. Why don't you tell us about those?
Yes. To start with first, if one of your listeners out there opens up one of our checking accounts, retail checking accounts, We have one of the best deals in Western New York. It comes with a few different coverages, as we were just talking about, as you were just talking about with your roofing customer there. We have personal identity theft protection, up to $2,500 lifetime benefit to restore your protection, which is a big issue in today's world. Cell phone insurance protection, if you lose or have your phone damaged, two $400 claims over a 12-month period of time, $800 for the year. Travel and accident insurance, $10,000 life insurance policy, God forbid if something should happen to one of the owners of the account and they die in a train, plane, bus, or car. Roadside assistance, you can get rid of your AAA service or your roadside protection that comes with your new leased vehicle and will cover four service calls for you during a 12-month period of time. A health savings card. And the biggest thing that comes with it, Nick and Phil, is probably our Bazing, which is an app you can download and put your zip code in, and it'll tell you who's giving you a discount at a small business in the area or a national retailer. So that's on the checking side.
Yeah.
And real quick, on the LS Rewards, a new program that we started a few months back, just simply by using your debit card, you can earn points and then go online and turn those points in for shopping. And even more importantly, for opening the account and referring all your friends and families, you get a bunch of points that can also be added to your cart and do additional shopping. We were just talking about this morning. Great way to have kind of a savings club for gifts throughout the year.
Wow, that's awesome. There really is a lot of stuff that you don't get from another bank. Why don't you give us the phone numbers over there to reach you, Rich?
Sure. Out here at our Schneider office is 898-2101, 898-2101. And as I always tell Dominic, and I'll tell you gentlemen too, I wish you and your listeners a wonderful weekend and all the best in this new year.
Thank you very much, Rich. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. As the weather cools down outside, you'll be warm and comfortable inside when you get a recliner, sofa, or lift chair with heat and massage. Now, when you're watching your favorite team, win or lose, you'll be comfortable, and no matter what your home looks like, with 700 fabric choices, we can build it to your taste. Stop in and see our huge selection of furniture, dining tables, and two-sided reversible mattresses. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Gong Hei Fat Choi. Happy Chinese New Year. Celebrate the year of the rat with Niagara Falls View Casino's Chinese New Year promotion from January 13th to February 5th. We're giving away over $200,000 in prizes. Draws are held at 7.05 p.m. Monday to Wednesday. Bonus, swipe your Player's Advantage Club card between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. for your chance to win an instant win voucher. Must be 19 or older and present to participate. No purchase necessary. Visit FallsviewCasinoResort.com for more details. While visiting, stop in and try the abundance of Chinese New Year dishes being served at Fallsview's Golden Lotus Restaurant between January 24th and February 8th. Only at Niagara Falls View Casino can you enjoy breathtaking views, participate in exciting promotions with chances to win, and enjoy live entertainment every weekend. With over 3,000 slot machines and 130 table games, there's never a dull moment. There's only one Niagara Falls View Casino.
Are you thinking about selling an old diamond? Whatever you do, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Quite simply, TAG Jewelers is the area's most trusted diamond dealer. Whether loose or set in jewelry, their experts have the knowledge and expertise to ensure you get the best value for your piece.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Of course, TAG also buys gold, watches, and coins. But if you have any diamonds to sell, don't risk having them undervalued. You'll get more for your diamond when you go to Western New York's diamond expert.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
If you're thinking of selling, make sure you get what you deserve. Talk to Western New York's most trusted buyer of diamonds, gold, and collectibles. TAG Jewelers in Cheektowaga at 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. House call appointments are also available. Remember, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG. Stop in, mention this ad, and get a coupon good for a free watch battery. Visit TAGJewelers.com.
Call Cortese, your man for home improvement. Those icicles hanging down from your roof sure are pretty, but a pretty good sign that you may have heat loss happening. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. Those big, beautiful icicles are a sure sign it might be time for a new roof. Don't wait for spring to get your roof problems fixed. Call the people that fix them right. Call them now. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service winter, spring, summer, or fall. Because Ava's not worried about the temperature outside, they're concerned with the temperature inside your home. That's why Ava always has an expert foreman on every job. Getting the job done is important, but getting it done right is a top priority. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 990-4793. Or go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time! Go with the phone. Welcome back to Hammer Time. Well, that was quite the lead in for you there, Tony, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Don't call that number right now because he's a little busy. But, We're going to talk about something a little bit different, but let's talk about icicles real quick. I mean, I know we already touched on ice damming, but that's a sure sign right there, you know, that you might have an issue, right?
Yes. Yeah, so to give more info on that, so if you have icicles and you already put on a new roof, you're not going to want to shop for a new roof, but there's a way to prevent it. So if you're in the area where you get a lot of snow, I would recommend, especially if you have a Cape Cod or one-story home, get yourself a snow rake. And just keep those 3-4 feet of the edge of the roof clean every time it snows. That way, that melting process is not going to be as big.
Gotcha. Well, that's good advice. What is your thought process on the heated cables? Is that a yes or a no? A lot of people like to use those.
In my opinion, it's a no, unless you run them 24/7 the whole winter. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have a super text here. It says, need a new roof on my house, a raised ranch. I currently have four box vents for attic heat removal. The estimates I have gotten all want to put a ridge vent in. Never had problems with icicles before. Concerned about ice, seeing there is always a lot of snow on that side of the roof. What do you think?
Box vents work as well. So either box vent or ridge vent. As long as you have that intake. Box vents, you can keep the box vents.
So long story short, basically, if you have the in and the out of the air, you should be okay.
Yes, that would work.
A couple other questions, you know, with the topics we talked about in the break there was, you know, the proper way to go about getting the proposal, you know, and asking the proper questions up front. You know, obviously insurance is a big one. I use an example. There's a TV show that I watched, and, you know, this young girl had finally bought a rental property, and she needed a roof. So she called a roofer, and she couldn't afford the best, but she went to the cheapest. And then that guy fall off the roof and break his leg. She was on the hook for all that. So how often are you getting asked that question? Because that's especially for a roofer, it's such a big one.
Unfortunately, we rarely get that question asked. It's out of all the estimates that we get, maybe 1 out of 10 that will ask if we have a certificate.
And that should be question number one, right?
I mean, should be. And
especially for roofing.
Just because somebody said they have a certificate, if you don't see it, you don't know it. So I would also recommend ask for a copy of it, up to date.
So diving deeper into that, let's talk about the repercussions of a roofer not. So we actually have another question here. I'll read it, and then we can talk about this. Good morning. Roofer, in quotations, only used 3 nails per asphalt shingle. Shingles were nailed over a pegboard. I'm assuming that means OSB or something of that sort. Shingles are blowing off, and I just found out that he lied. He has no insurance. Turns out that my old roof was better installed than this brand new roof. So, you know, in the event that someone works on your house, doesn't have insurance, if, you know, God forbid they fall off, get hurt, you as the homeowner will be liable for that. The anything related to lawsuits or injuries or hospital bills and stuff like that. And on top of that, a lot of times people think that their homeowner's insurance will cover them in the event of an incident where someone's working on their home and then someone gets injured. But that isn't the case, because once somebody steps foot on your property to work, your home is considered a job site. And, you know, they're not going to cover – a homeowner's insurance company is not going to cover anything that is, you know, related to an injury, right?
Yeah, so there's going to be two examples. So if the contractor using subcontractors and there's an accident on the job site, hopefully the GC has proper insurance, because then he'll take the lawsuit instead of the homeowner.
Right.
But if it's just a regular contractor, he brought his own guys in, and he don't have proper coverage – if there's an same accident, most likely they'll go in after homeowner's insurance. And I guess that's where the lawyers come in. They review those certificates, and they want to make sure whoever they can get more money out of, they'll go after.
That is true. So if you want to avoid all that, just make sure that you're doing your due diligence when you are deciding on a roofing contractor. You know, we always recommend in our industry that you get three estimates. You don't necessarily go with the cheapest one. You do your research on the company, make sure that they're a good quality company, because a lot of times what you're buying is not necessarily just a roof or a bathroom or a kitchen. You're buying a relationship with that company and the customer service that comes along with it. You know, we at Hammer Time TV and radio only partner with people that have that same mentality as us, the customer service and all that. And we know that you guys offer that as well. I'm a personal customer of Ava too, so I know that you know, you're very responsive, you're very on top of everything you guys do, and you stand behind the, what you offer, right?
Yes, thank you for
that
too.
Yeah. So
another question here on the super text. My roof is 13 years old. I've lost shingles twice in that time. First time they did not charge me to replace. I provided the shingles. The last time they charged me $150 plus tax. Is that the going rate when I provide the shingles?
We'd really need to know how much roof was being replaced, but
yeah. So as far as the going rate. Sorry for that. As far as going rate, there's different companies have their own minimum. So for us, for example, if we come to repair the job, we do labor and material. And for us, we have a $450 minimum. That's to send the truck and two employees to repair the job. So, and at $150, I think is definitely a fair rate.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess we'd have to lost shingles twice. So I guess, if they're just replacing a couple shingles, then yeah, if that's a minimum charge, that would be. Would be a fair.
I got to keep that in mind. I know how many shingles I've replaced at my father-in-law's house. He doesn't pay me. He just feeds me.
you can backdate the bill.
It will. So the next step, obviously, in the estimating process would be, asking all the proper questions, material and that kind of stuff. And the one thing that gets skipped over a lot is the roof deck. And how do you tell when the roof deck needs to go?
So that's a tricky question. Most of the times you can really tell if once you strip the roof and you can see what shape the deck is. Mm-hmm. Unless you go in the attic and open attic, you can then see if there's any water damage to the deck. Mm-hmm. But in most cases, it's once you open the roof and then
you can see what's going on.
What needs to be done.
So that's kind of sometimes a surprise, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it is.
Yeah. So after that, then we go into the shingle process. We're getting close to the break here, so I might save this question for after. So we're going to actually head to the news. Again, to get involved in the conversation, you can call us at 803-0930. You can super text us at *930 or outside the 716 area code, 1-800-616-9236. We'll be back right after the news.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are your top stories for Saturday, January 25th. We'll head to Washington for the latest on President Trump's impeachment trial, and a late-night shooting in Buffalo leaves one person dead. But first, we'll check in with ABC as the president's defense team begins their arguments this Saturday morning.
The impeachment trial of President Trump underway this hour. Senators hearing from President Trump's attorneys for the first time today. White House counsel Pat Cipollone.
We believe that when you hear the facts, and that's what we intend to cover today, the facts, you will find that the president did absolutely nothing wrong.
Over the past 3 days, trial managers have detailed evidence alleging the president abused his power and obstructed Congress, stemming from his dealings with Ukraine. ABC Supreme Court analyst Kate Shaw.
I think that the House managers, led by Adam Schiff, made a very lawyerly presentation. So they started with the Constitution. They said that the drafters basically meant to target serious abuses of public office for private gain. And they have tried to show that that is exactly what happened here when President Trump attempted to coerce Ukraine into assisting him with his reelection prospects.
With continuing coverage, the impeachment trial of President Trump, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Buffalo police are investigating a fatal shooting incident that happened last night. Northwest District officers responded to the call in the 100 block of Gorton Street just after 10:45 p.m. Detectives say two males were struck by gunfire inside of a residence. One male was declared deceased at the scene. The other male was transported to ECMC with injuries that appear serious in nature. Yesterday afternoon, Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes defended and lauded the recently implemented bail reform law. Read more at WBEN.com. Eight GOP county chairmen are meeting with declared candidates for NY27 today to discuss April's special election. They must choose a candidate to fill out the rest of Chris Collins' term. Here's Ontario GOP Chair Tricia Turner.
Looking forward to the process. Hopefully we'll wrap this up soon.
Now a look at the WBEN First Alert forecast today. Areas of fog with periods of rain this morning, followed by a bit of snow and rain at times this afternoon, with little or no accumulation, a high of 42 degrees. Tonight, considerable cloudiness with a couple of snow showers, a low of 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, brisk, and chilly with a couple of snow showers, a high of 38. And then on Monday, cloudy with a couple of flurries, again a high of 38 degrees. It's currently 40 and cloudy in Buffalo.
If you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom remodel is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez. People love to look for a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, Twin City Glass has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are. And only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. And make sure you visit the showroom at Twin City Glass in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you.
Calvin's Furniture is announcing an incredible offer to all furniture buyers. Through Monday only, Calvin's Furniture will reduce their already discounted prices equal to the amount of the sales tax. Get to Calvin's now for incredible savings on unbeatable quality furniture. Sofas, chairs, recliners, dining room, living room, and bedroom sets, along with every piece of beautiful leather from Calvin's Classic Leather Gallery, Western New York's largest all-leather furniture gallery. This savings opportunity will absolutely end Monday, so hurry in for best selection. Calvin's is reducing all quality furniture equal to the amount of the sales tax. Pick from all the famous names like American Drew, Broyhill, Flexsteel, Bradington Young, Classic Leather, and more. Plus, Calvin's is offering special financing to qualified buyers. Due to sale pricing for this event, all prior sales must be excluded.
Calvin's Furniture will make your house a home.
Calvin's Furniture and Calvin's Classic Leather Gallery, Transit at Maple in Williamsville.
Gather round the Knights Table for your chance to win with Casino Niagara's Divide or Conquer promotion, running January 24th to February 20th. We have five winners each week. Draws take place every Thursday at 7.05 p.m. with a top prize nightly of up to $12,000 in cash and free play. Visit CasinoNiagara.com for contest details. No purchase necessary, must be 19 or older. Casino Niagara's Divide or Conquer promotion, January 24th to February 20th. And the action doesn't stop there. On top of our amazing weekly promotions, join us at Level 2 Sports Bar and Entertainment for daily specials, including $5 tapas from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. daily. Or stop in for live entertainment on Friday and Saturday nights from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. For full details, visit CasinoNiagara.com. Casino Niagara. We're just playing more fun.
If your furnace works, why have it tested and tuned? Because a furnace is a machine, and machines have parts, and parts wear out, and over time it has to work harder than it should. Right now, Buffalo's nosiest test and tune is only $60. National Fuel customers get a $60 rebate, so you lucky ducks pay zilch after rebate. So get on our test and tune schedule today.
Comfort is always on.
A Aretha Franklin defined contemporary gospel, blues, R&B, and jazz for almost six decades and was the first female inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Buffalo Philharmonic and three sensational vocalists celebrate the Queen of Soul in Respect, a tribute to Aretha Franklin, on Saturday, February 1st at 8 p.m. in Klein Hands Music Hall. Experience the hits that earned 18 Grammys plus a Pulitzer Prize for her indelible contribution to American music and culture. Tickets 716-885-5000 or bpo.org.
By now, you know all about the beauty and durability of a Gorilla floor for your garage. Now trust the same people at Gorilla Garage Gear to install their premium quality Gorilla Garage Door. Now, what sets Gorilla Garage Gear apart from many garage door companies in Western New York? It's their zero upsell policy. When you ask most dealers for a price on a door, they'll sell you a door with new tracks, new hinges, new rollers, new brackets, on and on. Well, guess what? Maybe you don't need all that. Gorilla Garage Gear will give you an honest price and an honest and free assessment. They won't force you to buy parts you don't need, and that'll save you money. Here's Joe Afalo's phone number at Gorilla Garage Gear, 715-6927. Call Joe now and say goodbye to that beat-up old garage door. Tell him you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and you'll save an additional 10% off any purchase of a garage door or garage door opener. That's right, 10% off. Pays to listen to Hammer Time. Here's Joe's number again, 715-6927, or visit him online, GorillaGarageGear.com. And remember, go, go, Gorilla!
Hammer Time. Go with the Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, we're in studio here with Tony from Ava Roofing. The numbers to get involved in the conversation, 803-0930 outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-9236, or you can super text us at 30930. So the question I was going to ask you right before you went to the news break, you know, next step in the process of estimating would obviously be, you know, the type of product that's going to go in. And the question that I get asked more often than more often than not is the difference between 3-in-1 and architectural. And like I had mentioned earlier, you know, our struggle always is matching up and making it look like it never was, you know, it wasn't an addition. It was always there. So can you educate on the difference between the two?
The 3-in-1?
Yeah.
Well, most roofers nowadays probably don't know how to install a 3-in-1. Yeah, exactly. That's for sure. There's a snap. You have to snap the lines proper way if you want the lines to match.
So why don't you first describe what the difference is? Because a lot of people probably don't know between architectural and 3-in-1 or 3-tab shingles.
So there's a big difference in weight and the wind warranty. So most 3-in-1s, I'm not sure if they've updated now, but before it's a 60-mile wind rated warranty, and it's only about 160, 170 pounds per square versus most architectural will be over 100-mile wind rated. So for the product that we use is 130-mile wind rated if properly installed, and it's also 240 pounds per 100 square feet.
So, and what he's talking about there is basically the weight of the shingle. So the thickness of the shingle, thickness of the shingle directly relates to the to its wind capacity and everything, right?
That is true. And architectural also, it's a solid shingle versus 3-in-1. You have a cut every 12 inches.
Mm-hmm. You got to make sure those don't line up. And yeah, it's a harder shingle to install.
So that 3-tab shingle or that 3-in-1 shingle is basically just a single layer of asphalt shingle, right? So it doesn't last as long necessarily. Doesn't have as long as a warranty as well, right?
That is true. And also what we see that's happening for, so constantly we'll use CertainTeed. I mean, sorry, I keep bringing up CertainTeed, but architectural shingle. And for the cap, hip, and ridge, they'll use 3-in-1. Right. They'll cut them up. Right. So you're putting on a 50-year roof, and you're giving them 25 years
ridge.
And if you drive in a neighborhood, and you'll notice how the cap wears out first, it's almost crumbling.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's pretty much a sign that somebody just used 3-in-1. And it's still happening nowadays.
So. Yep. Yeah. So long story short on that one, basically a 3-in-1 shingle is not going to last nearly as long. It's a little bit thinner. If you notice on your roof, I mean, a lot of older roofs, really people aren't doing 3-in-1s much anymore. But as Phil mentioned, we match up, you know, if we're putting an addition on and the house has 3-in-1 shingles, we need use 3-in-1 shingle. So, but when you're doing a new roof replacement, you're pretty much probably installing only, you know, architectural.
We do architectural only because when you compare the prices now, 3-in-1 is, I think they make them just for matching purposes or repairs. Yep. So if you compare the prices, you're really within $3 a square difference. So it's not even worth to put on 3-in-1.
Yep. So another question that I had for you, and this is in terms of re-roofing. A lot of times, I know I'm pretty sure I know your answer here, but a lot of people will tell me, oh, you know, this guy's willing to put over my existing shingles. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I want to hear your thought process on it and tell people what you think. But at the end of the day, really all you're doing is putting lipstick on a pig there, right? So if you have flashing issues or you have leaks anywhere, that none of that's going to be addressed by re-roofing a roof, right?
That's exactly right. The only time I'll agree with a homeowner for a re-roof, if he just has two straight sides, no valleys, no flashing, then we can nail on another roof over the, and it has to have a 3-in-1, because if you have an architectural roof and you're trying to put another roof over, you will not like the end results.
The nails won't reach.
And sometimes, well, actually happens quite often on a two-layer roof. When a customer calls us for a blow-off, we'll go in and we'll see that they actually use the 1.25-inch nails versus 1.75-inch for layovers.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So you're not really reaching the substrate, the plywood, or whatever's beneath there.
Nope.
Another thing to talk about with re-roofing is the flashing situation. You know, a lot of times guys, you know, you can explain what step flashing is and what its purpose is and all that, but that flashing is a whole nother, you know, issue with that, right?
Yeah, so if you have the roof that meets a roof that meets the wall, there's got to be a step flashing to deflect the water from the wall. And if there's any issues there, and if you put a roof over it, you're just, while you're doing, just button up the shingle to the J channel, right, or whatever siding you have on there. So you're not solving the problem there. So if you had leaks before somewhere at the valley or on the wall, most likely you'll continue having them. Maybe not right away, but right, over time. And you're just causing yourself a bigger problem in the future.
So everybody out there who thinks that adding another layer of shingles is going to stop that leak where the wall meets your roof or anything like that, you're absolutely wrong. If you're going to re-roof your roof, at least tear out the section where the step flashing is. Step flashing is basically just flashing that gets put on every single layer of shingle. Every single layer of shingle that's added, a piece of flashing is added against the wall. The siding needs to be stripped up that wall a little bit so that flashing can be added. And all of that is really what will protect your roof from leaks and everything like that. But if you're just going to add another layer of shingles over your existing layer of shingles, it's not going to stop any leaking or anything like that. And all those guys that are willing to tar that junction there by the wall and the roof are definitely not – that's not going to last either, you know.
Yeah, so you mentioned the step flashing, and especially if you get in the quotes, whether it's a re-roof or to go over, make sure that you read in between the lines. Because if the contractor say he's changing the step flashing, you want to make sure that it's in the writing and there's going to be some kind of charge for it.
Right.
And then during the project, I would request the contractor to take photos throughout the process of roofing, so you get to see what's been installed, if that flashing is installed. Because if you hire a contractor, he's there in the morning. Yep. And you're at work, when you come back, your roof is done. You don't know what's under that shingle.
Exactly, yep.
And that's something that we do for all of our customers. We take progress photos throughout the whole job. So at the end of the job, you'll get spammed with about 30 photos.
Nice. Well, that's good, though, because then you have them and you know exactly what you're looking for.
Yes.
We have another super text question here. It says, what is the name of the company you are speaking with? Contact info, please. Why don't you... We're talking to Ava Roofing. This is Anatoly Aponchuk. And why don't you give me your contact info?
Yeah, so my direct phone number, if you'd like to reach me, 716-990-4793. You can call or text, or you can also email us at info@avaroofing.com. And we're pretty responsive.
Perfect. All right, we got a few more minutes here after this next break. If you'd like to call and ask some questions to Anatoly, you can call us at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930, or super text at 30930. We'll be back right after this. Keeping you and your family healthy during flu season requires extra effort. Smart families are taking steps to reduce particles in their homes, which are the primary transport vehicles for the spread of germs and viruses. That's right, particles in the air are a primary transport vehicle for the spread of germs. You know, like those little tiny spaceships bleeping around your house? A recent EPA report, says that over 3,000 virus particles can be released into the air from a single cough or sneeze. These tiny particles can remain airborne indefinitely, waiting to be inhaled and infecting the lower respiratory system. How can you improve the fight against flu and colds? Call the experts at Indoor Air Professionals. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, great. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. So, we've got Dave manning the phones today. And, the you know, a thorough duct cleaning is a great place to start for getting your family healthy. But don't forget, we have medical grade air purifiers, which are amazing. And we'll come out to your house and do a demo with that, showing a laser particle counter, usually finding 80,000 to 500,000 small particles per cubic feet of air, going down to zero in just 10 seconds, like we did in the studio a couple months ago there. You saw that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, if any of you have those little germ sprinklers called kids at home, you know exactly how those germs get spread.
Exactly.
So my friends at Indoor Air Professionals can make that sick, headachey, stuffy feeling go away. They are the only full-service, fully certified indoor air quality company. They have the best equipment on the market, and yes, Indoor Air Professionals can really make a dramatic difference in your breathing by relieving your allergies, asthma, make you sleep better, reduce dust levels, and even improve the airflow, just like we heard last week from the callers on this show. I also noticed a big difference when Indoor Air Professionals came out to my house. A lot of my allergy symptoms went away. We had a lot less dust on all the surfaces. Peter, what else does Indoor Air Professionals do to improve the indoor air quality?
All right. Well, the other thing is we have had some rain this winter. We have the amazing high-capacity dehumidifiers that are truly a different paradigm from your standard Chinese model.
Awesome. Well, what is the Hammer Time special for today?
All right, as I mentioned, Dave's manning the phone. You can still save a whopping $55 off duct cleaning or more if military, repeat customer, law enforcement, and senior. You need to call Dave today.
All right, Peter, thank you for calling. Why don't you give us the phone numbers to give you a call one more time?
That's all right. Okay, so the call is 683-3000. Once again, that's 683-3000, and get your family breathing easier.
All right, Peter, have fun out there in Vermont.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yep. Breathe easier with Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hey, Buffalo! Help the Buffalo City Mission complete their new community center by joining the Pick a Brick campaign today. You can sponsor a brick that will be used to pave the pathway to hope in front of the center. They'll engrave it with your name or that of a loved one to commemorate your generosity. When you pick your brick, you'll be part of a legacy of compassion. I've picked my brick. Have you picked yours? Pick your brick today. Visit pickabrick.org. That's pickabrick.org. The pathway to hope starts right here.
Hey, Dan Nevereth, what are you doing August 14th through the 24th?
I just might be free.
Want to go to Alaska on a Viking ocean cruise?
Oh, Alaska's on my bucket list.
We're going to Alaska aboard the Viking Orion.
Will we see eagles and moose and whales and bears?
Hey, they're all in Alaska.
Will we have high tea on the ship?
I'm seeing a different side of you.
Yeah, I'm starting to pack right now.
Well, you haven't seen America till you've seen Alaska.
Call AAA at 1-844-688-7477.
Should we have tea for two?
And crumpets.
Hey, it's Bowerly. We all have someone we like to refer when it comes to certain jobs that need to be done. Many of us have a plumber we refer, sometimes a landscaper, maybe a hairstylist. When it comes to collision work you need for your vehicle, I've got a guy. Call Buffalo's collision guru, Frank Todaro, at Collision Masters in Buffalo. Frank took me for a tour, and Collision Masters is an impressive 30,000 square foot complex, the mothership of all collision shops. Collision Masters also want you to know, if you do get in an accident and need work done, you have the right to choose your own collision shop. Tell your insurance agent, I've got a guy, and you want your vehicle repaired at Collision Masters. And if you don't have rental car coverage, Collision Masters will provide you with a free loaner. That is correct, free loaner. So when you have a large or small collision disaster, Google Collision Masters in downtown Buffalo. Tell them Bowerly sent you to Collision Masters.
Homeowners, is your heat not working quite right? Are there strange noises coming from your furnace or your boiler? Now, you think something may be wrong, but you just don't want to deal with any furnace or boiler issues right now, correct? Each day you delay could cost you more in repairs. So Scott Murray, the president of Reimer Home Services, called me and insisted that I run this offer to help save you money in January. Here it is. You can get your furnace or boiler checked out right now for only $19. It's Reimer's $19 checkup. Now, the service normally is $99, and they'll send someone out today to check your heating system for only $19. If your furnace needs repair while Reimer's technicians are there, Reimer stocks most parts in their trucks so you don't get charged for a service call. This is only available to the first 50 callers. Reimer cares about your safety and saving you money in the new year. Get your furnace or boiler checkup for only $19 today. Call Reimer, 694-8524, 694-8524.
Pop quiz. When's it okay to put away your sunscreen? Trick question. It's never okay. I'm board-certified dermatologist Dr. Michael Nazareth from Western New York Dermatology. Sunscreen is not only for use in the summer. Sun reflects off the waterways and the snow. If you enjoy the outdoors, enjoy it with sunscreen. Bring a tube with you and reapply every 2 hours. Shielding yourself against the sun will ensure that you're protected from dangerous rays that cause skin cancer. Western New York Dermatology. Live skin healthy.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Hammer time!
Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. We have a few more minutes before the show comes to a conclusion. So we have one more super text that we do have on the board. Are progress forwarders reports required by local building code officers? That's a great question. You know, I've been hit with that only once in my tenure, so I'm wondering how often you see that.
As far as photo inspection requirement?
Yeah. Right.
We always take photos, and it definitely helps when a building inspector shows up and your roof's already covered. They want to see if you install that ice shield. And
do you see that a lot of towns have that requirement? I haven't seen that, but
well, we rarely see the building inspector. So
yeah, for building inspection process for roofs is very new, honestly. Right, like they didn't used to require permits in the past, or at least a lot of towns didn't.
Bigger towns always required them, but smaller towns didn't. But now they're all
required because it's a very important process. The what are your inspections required on a permit? Do you have to show them ice shield? Do you have to show them, or do you just show them? Do you take pictures along the way?
We always take pictures. So if the inspector shows up, we'll show it to them. But you just have to know the local building codes and. For roofing.
So do you have to get stage inspections? Like I said, once ice shield is installed, you have to call and get an inspection.
Yeah, that's the procedure. You're supposed to call an inspector and tell them that you're ready for an inspection. And I think that's what they're talking about as far as those photos.
Yes.
Many building inspectors, they'll tell it, like, here, take photos. Yep. And if we're not there on time, at least we'll be able to see the photos.
Yeah, so to answer your question, it's kind of tough, especially even in our business, when we're building something like a sunroom that goes pretty quickly or, that type of thing. A roof, typically will go on in a day or two. So it's a little bit difficult to get an inspector out there at the time that you want. So sometimes the inspectors, especially if they know your company and they know you're reputable and they know you do a good job and they work with you often, they will say just, take a couple pictures and then send them over to me and make sure that, the ice shield is on there. So that, like we were talking about earlier with the step flashing and the ice shield, all that stuff, like Tony said, if you leave in the morning, the roofers do the roof while you're gone, you get home, you don't know what's under that roof at all. So that's where the building departments will come in and try to protect you with that. We have another question here that says, roofing permits have been required statewide since early 2000s. So that's good to know.
Well, not every town. So if you go,
every municipality is different with everything.
Yeah, Grand Island, for example, still they don't require permits. Uh-huh. You could do the job, and I believe Cambria is still one of the towns and Clarence Center. So
yeah, so while statewide rules may be a thing, that each town, as we all know in the business, interpret those rules differently. So
which is frustrating for us because we get into so many different things. And you got to kind of remember, West Seneca wants this, but Cheektowaga doesn't want this. And
we only have 4 minutes left, but I could talk for 2 hours about how we should have an Erie County Building Department. Because, there is quite a few, like Phil just said, there's quite a few differences in each town, and you got to know which one wants this, which one wants that. It's like what food your kids eat, this one will have this one will have this.
Everyone's different.
That's right, yeah. So, why don't you give us a little bit more background on the other things that you do? Because I know, you know, we've just talked about roofing, but you also do siding and stuff like that. Do you do repairs? Do you do roofing repairs? Do you have a, you know, a repair department, that type of thing?
Yeah, so we mostly specialize in complete replacement, whether it's roofing and siding or both. As far as repairs, on the busy season in the summer, for example, we don't have a repairman crew. So we're just if you need a repair service, we're most likely going to refer you to somebody that can help you within a couple of days.
Like Cortez or
Cortez for sure.
So on the repair topic, a couple other quick questions that I wanted to rip through before the hour's up. You know, we hear a lot of times when we're doing an addition, you know, might be the backyard where they don't get the proper sunlight that you would be getting elsewhere, and you get mildew on a roof. Is that a concern for the performance of the shingle and the warranty on the shingle?
Not necessarily, but if you do have mold or mildew build up on the roof, we can install zinc strips to help wash them.
And how that works is the rain hits the zinc strips on the top of the roof line and it bleeds that down.
Right through the shingles.
And it's like the acidic nature of the rain causes it to not stick then, or?
Pretty much. I think depending on how shady the roof is, if you have a lot of trees over your roof, it might be tough to eliminate that, but it definitely will help.
And it doesn't hurt the shingle at all?
Nope, if it's installed properly.
Huh, nice. One of the questions that we get asked a ton, especially on a re-roof of an existing house, is protecting the existing landscaping. Obviously, that's got to be a struggle for you. And then protecting the gutters. You know, are those two big hurdles for you, or is that a simple fix?
So for us, we bring these lefts called equipters, and so as far as protecting the properties, it's definitely got much easier over the years. So instead of dumping debris on the ground, the equipter catches 80 to 90% of the debris, and then we dump it into the big dumpster.
Nice.
And that equipter lifts up 16 feet up and goes 16 feet over your landscaping.
Wow. Yep.
So most of the cases. So when the job is done, there's no damage.
Yeah, if you don't know what Tony's talking about with the equipment, it's basically a giant dump trailer, essentially, that has these huge hydraulic arms on it that open up, and it creates like almost a funnel that the roofers can throw the shingles into. And again, protects your landscaping, protects you from finding nails in your yard for the next 10 years. And, you know, a lot of times what roofers will do, and you've probably seen this before, is just nail a blue tarp to the end of the overhang, and then that stuff slides over your – everything slides over your
landscaping. And it doesn't do anything, right?
Yep, that does nothing.
Just especially when hitting your bushes in the summer.
Exactly, especially when those tarps have 100 holes in them from years of use. But yeah. So, yeah, there are a lot of innuendos and little things that especially, you know, everybody in our industry, but roofers especially can do differently for you. And Tony obviously is on top of a lot of those things, right?
Yes, I tried to be.
All right, well, we appreciated you coming in today, giving us all of your knowledge, and everybody, I'm sure, that had questions appreciates as well. If you have any questions for Tony, you can always call him. I'll let you give your information one more time.
Yes, so to contact us, just call us on 716-990-4793 or send us an email at info@avaroofing.com.
All right, again, so for my brother Phil and myself, we appreciate you guys listening to us this week. We will be here again next week, unfortunately or fortunately for you. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.